The National Petroleum Authority says the increment in the prices of petroleum products is due to the increase in oil prices on the world market and the toll debt recovery levy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chief executive of the NPA, Alex Mould, said the price increment will not affect hedging. He dismissed claims that the rise in the price of LPG will lead to shortage of the commodity. He said LPG shortage has nothing to do with price, but is due to distribution. He spoke to Bright and Trauma.
The international prices have moved from $75, where we set the last pump price in October 2009, to a current price of about $94. The price we used in this price build-up was based on the $72 crude, because that was the average from December 12 to December 26 for the price build-up for the period 12 January to 15 January. This has shown a 23% increase in international oil prices. We also have a 5% increase in the price build-up being contributed by the toll debt recovery levy that was approved by Parliament just before Christmas. And also there is 4% contributory factor from the increases in distribution costs, which goes to BOSS as a bulk oil storage transportation company, the oil marketing companies and their retailers, and also the primary distribution margin, which is used to move products from depot to depot in the country. So these three factors contributed to the increases.
In real terms, how are we selling petrol, diesel and LPG?
In percentage-wise, petrol and diesel have gone up by up to 30%. LPG has gone up to 25%. Refinery fuel oil up to 25%. Kerosene and pre-mix remain unchanged. That means a 0% increase.
What happens to the hedging?
The hedging still continues, my understanding. Ministry of Finance is responsible for that. They will continue hedging. Prices have increased since September to date, and part of the subsidy which government is implemented is being funded by the hedge receipt. That is my understanding.
There are frequent shortages of LPG, and won't the increment compound these shortages?
There is no frequent shortage of LPG. We have a distribution problem. It is not a price problem, nor is it a problem with regards to availability. Every week we bring in 5,000 metric tons of LPG, which is sufficient. Our consumption is about 4,000 metric tons, so we always have LPG. Sometimes it's a distribution issue with the distributors not being able to lift as much LPG from Tamale Refinery, which is the only LPG depot in the country currently, and that is why sometimes you get pockets of shortages around the country. Also, you will find out that when people believe that there is a shortage, people rush to buy LPG, which also compounds the problem, because then demand surges artificially and within a few days it comes down.
Chief Executive of the NPA, Alex Mould, talking to Bright and Trauma.